right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Steve O'Connell. And, you know, he is always at the vanguard of addressing. He is not alone. He's organized a great group of people who have been at this for 6 years. In the early stages of this reckless driving. And let me ask you, Steve, other parts of this community are suffering the exact same thing. Have they organized and had dialogue and conversation with you guys about how to develop or create what you now have been able to do for the last 6 years?
Through the Coalition for Safe Driving, we've had discussions about how to engage the community at large. Earl, one of the issues is 8 of the 10 hotspots in this city are in our neighborhood.
So let me say this. Fond du Lac Capital, 27th Street.
Yep, 35th.
35th, Burleigh. Yep. Hampton. I know Hampton. I'm on those streets every day. And so, you know, it is heartbreaking again to know that you take your life into your own hands in broad daylight. Now, you know, I hear people say, well, we need more police officers, and that's not the solution. And I don't care who doesn't want to hear that. Police can't be everywhere. And we can't afford police,
Earl,
to be on every corner. And their job is not to babysit and make sure that people aren't driving fast.
Or Earl.
Maybe people don't realize that we've broken a record the last 2 years in murders. And we're well on the way to breaking another record with murders. So we need law enforcement to deal with those types of issues. And I'm not saying you don't need them, but because there can't be police everywhere, we could, even if we could afford it, it wouldn't make any sense.
Earl, what we need, and I'm not kidding you, we need young people, fourth graders on up, sitting in those car seats when mom, dad, whomever is driving fast or not wearing a seatbelt or driving recklessly, going, hey, I'm here. I'm riding back here. I want to get home safely. I don't want to be a fatality. And so we need to begin to get the individuals who are sitting in these seats, not driving, reminding people, follow the law. Put your seatbelt on. Safeguard me. I want to get home safely. That's our campaign. We want to get home safely.
So let me say this to you, Steve, because this may surprise some people. But I know that there are people in our community who don't care whether they live or die. They live lifestyles that and struggle in this society, and they don't fit, and they're frustrated, and they don't know what to do. And there's so many of those people who are now in our communities that are ticking time bombs. I'm just calling it like it is. And they wind up behind the wheel of a car, and they don't care whether they live or die. They don't care about their own lives. So what do you think they care about, yours and mine? And there's so many of those people. And if you notice something, and I'm sure you have, because you guys are on it, have you ever noticed how many Illinois license plates there are? I'm not saying we don't have our own local terrorists.
Yeah.
But Illinois has purged a lot of people who really were, did some horrible things out of Illinois. And it's a 90-mile trip from Illinois to Milwaukee. And I've never seen as many Illinois plates as there are in this city. And everybody's not here for business. You know. So you add that group of people. You know, it is such a difficult thing that we have to correct. You know, it used to be that when you and I were kids or young men, you wouldn't dare drive down the street without a license plate on a car. It would be an automatic pullover. But now I'm finding out that police can't just pull over somebody who doesn't have a license plate on the car. That wasn't the case when you and I. What happened?
And I think what happened, Earl, was...
And I'm going to ask Ed Pallone that, go ahead.
It was the member of the DMV and COVID. And so it was closed for a block of time where you could not go out there in person to get your license, your title, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And so we fell behind, and unfortunately we haven't caught back up. And a lot of people thought, oh, they're not pulling anybody over, so they just let it go. And we're now at the point of saying, wait, that time is over. We need to get back to your car needs to be licensed, your car needs to be insured, and you need to be duly licensed. Those three issues are top of the discussion. It's a community issue. It's not the police issue. The families, and Earl, you're right. You have the responsibility of allowing somebody to drive your car. Is that person licensed? Has that person gone through driver's ed? Is that person responsible? Those three things should be in the back of your mind, whoever loans a car to whomever. And if you own that car, are you duly licensed? And we've actually gone to the point, Earl, of we are now going to be given individuals who are pulled over, who are not duly licensed, a card. Here's how you get your driver's license. Here's where you go to get your license, either get a license or get your license back.
But let me also add.
Yeah.
There are vehicles on the road that should not be on the road. They're dangerous. They don't have brake lights.
Yeah.
They don't have side view mirrors. They don't even have the mirror up front where you can look behind you.
Yeah.
And they are just wrecks. And they're driving up and down the streets on a daily basis. And I don't know. It's kind of fortunate, man, that I'm having you on and that you are going to be followed by
Ed Pallone,
who is the president of the Fine Police Commission, because these questions I'm asking you, I'm going to be asking him because he would know better. And at the end of these discussions, I think when you're talking about people who don't have driver's licenses driving the way they are is because many of them never even gave it a second thought. They could care less about a driver's license.
Yep.
They could care less because many of them have accrued so many tickets that they'll never get a driver's license. And they're going to continue to drive, you know. And if you don't have a job, and if you don't have anything at all going for yourself, like many of the people that I'm telling you that are out here, you can give them a pile of tickets, which is what they have. And can the system or the society afford to lock those people up for extended periods of time? Because when you lock them up, it's costing taxpayers more money. They've got to feed, house, take care of. There are other people who what it costs to keep the jails up and running, and not to mention all of the criminals that are out here killing people. You know, we are at a crisis state, and this is an easy task. It's not an easy undertaking, but it is something that is worth doing. And Steve, you and your group and others are going to have to be at the root of solving it.
Let's pick this up after the break, Earl, because there's a good point you've got that we got to address about towing.
Yeah. You know, the fact that you already know about the break coming up before I do is a little.
Sam's in charge.
It is in fact, man, a serious issue. We do know as it warms up. The only hope that I have always over the last 6 years thought about, Steve, was the cold weather, mm-hmm. yep. and the snow and ice, and that would give us a respite. But because we haven't had as much snow and ice, this is going on, you know, which means that the numbers are really going to be astronomical, because normally during the winter months, everything comes to a low.
Yeah,
reckless driving and stolen vehicles and those kinds of things. But it didn't happen this time around. Okay, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Steve O'Connell. We'll be right back. And the happiness in it, baby.